From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's foreign minister, Walid Mualim, Sunday rejected a UN plan to grant autonomy to the embattled eastern sector of Aleppo, where rebels seeking to topple the government of Bashar al-Assad have been locked in a month-long battle with Russian-backed government forces. The Syrian diplomat insisted the rebels, who he refers to as terrorists, must leave eastern Aleppo. He said no government would allow its citizens to be left as hostages to thousands of gunmen. The proposal was made by UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, in talks in Damascus, allowing rebel-held sector to be governed by a local administration if jihadists fighting alongside the rebels leave the city.
Local administration should be respected and left. And here we had a major disagreement. The government, through Minister Mualim, categorically rejected the idea of maintaining the current local administration.
The UN envoy proposed sending a UN verification team to Aleppo to examine widespread claims government aircraft bombed and knocked out a series of hospitals. He warned that time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. Voters in Mali went to the polls Sunday for their first election since a 2012 coup aimed at filling posts in the restive north vacant since Islamist militants took advantage of a Tuareg rebellion. Militants were driven out the next year by a French intervention force, but continued to pose a security threat to UN peacekeepers. Thousands of local officials were on the ballot across the country as the government seeks to implement a peace agreement. Low voter turnout was reported. This is VOA News.